It's the kind of thing that you never forget. Peek behind the curtain with Druettes.
Good day, Talk Shoppers. I'm Sam Lowes.
And I'm Rosie Burgess.
And welcome to Druettes, the podcast.
Druettes, the podcast.
Druettes. Try it with me. We've just made a new sting on the spot, on the fly.
Mm. If you ever make any stings for us, like you, dear listener, Tiff, feel free to send them in.
Tiffs. Remember there's
Tiffs,
two of
there's two Tiffs. Tiffs.
We had two Tiffs yesterday. One about the washing up, one about the barking dog. Don't know if you can hear the barking dog in the backyard.
Who could that be? Let's pretend it's somebody else's dog.
That dog. That dog that isn't our dog.
Have you had that dog? That's what we do with the neighbours. Have you had that dog that just barks and barks and barks?
Oh, my God.
Whose is it?
Sounds like anything other than a mini Groodle.
I've found myself apologising for her so much lately. It's just...
Yeah. Dog, they have the way of sucking the coolness right out of you.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
She's been put on this earth to challenge.
Yeah. I'm sorry that she's just nipped you on the back of the ankles. This is not my dog. I'm dog walking her. I won't be dog walking her ever again.
Oh, my God. The other day there was this guy and we were waiting at the lights, me and Ruby. Mm. She was sitting looking like an angel. She looks like a teddy bear. Yep. And this guy rode up on his bicycle and pulled to a stop and she just went
You said we pulled up at the lights like she's driving. You're in the passenger seat. Oh, hello, Ruby.
Oh, hello.
Jump up. Come on. It's always a bit of a coincidence when that dog stops barking when ours comes in. Huh. Crazy. How's my week been? Quiet.
Oh, we're catching up with me this week.
Zing. Quite amazing.
Tell me about it.
Well, I've been a workin', like a gherkin.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, apart from the millions we make from the Tuck Shop Ladies and the Druettes podcasts, just for shits and giggles, I paint houses. I don't ask for any money. I just say, hey, who wants their house painted for free? Would you like me to spend 2.5 months on painting the inside and outside of your giant mansion? Sure. I'll do that for no monies.
I think that a lot of people would think that you do paint for free.
Why?
I don't know. Because you're a woman and, you know, they don't expect women to be painters, to be like tradies and stuff.
Yeah, I do get a lot of, oh, you do that for a living. Oh, do you get
paid? You're not just doing it for fun. Are you painting flowers and birds and teddies?
Yeah,
on the
are
walls?
You an artistic painter? No, I just flob it on the wall. But John next door, who's the lovely Greek man, and he used to be a painter. Mm. And he's retired now. But when he saw me in my paint gear when I moved in, he's like, you a painter?
Oh, good accent.
And I said, yeah, John. He goes, good girl, good girl. Ah, you get money? And he did the money signal, you know, where you rub your fingers together. You get money? I said, yep, I get money. And he goes, you get good money? I said, yeah, I get it. It's okay. And he goes, oh, good girl, good girl.
He mustn't have believed you because that must be why they keep dropping stuff over to us.
Oh, because they think that I'm just, what, do you think that I just drive around in my paint gear and come home at 5:30?
She's a good girl, but she can't possibly be earning any money from painting. So let's take them over some more jam.
We got Angela's jam from the plums that hung over the fence and the plums shat on Rosie's car. We don't care because that jam is so good.
If you can hear scrabbling noises in the background, that's the dog trying to dig a hole through the couch. So sorry about that.
Sounds like she's trying to like ring a record.
Yeah. So I discovered something this week.
What happened?
About myself that I didn't ever think was going to happen to me.
Do tell.
Well, and it's something that I've been hiding from you.
What is it? Multiple orgasm? I've been hiding that from you. What was it?
It's nothing.
Now you've got all red. Oh, how cute. What is it?
It's not so fun as that.
Let me guess. Let me guess.
Go on. Yeah.
Have you had two like baby giraffes hiding in our spare cupboard for a while and you haven't told me about it?
No.
I don't know. They're my two guesses.
Okay. They're both wrong, but I've become a compulsive black pant buyer.
Yep.
And I've been hiding it from you. But
how many have you ever bought that I don't know about?
So since October last year, I've bought something like I've bought something like 12 pairs of black pants.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, you get a lot of, I don't mean this in any way. This is not a judgment way or I actually don't care, but you do get a lot of deliveries.
But the thing is, how many pairs of black pants have you seen me in?
Just one.
Yeah. I can't wear any of them.
Why?
Because they don't fit. Like I keep ordering them online going, this will be the pair. This will be the pair that fits me. But like.
Can you take them back?
Please send them back. I'm not very good at the back thing because I get them. I'm like, yes, it's finally arrived. And I rip off the tags and.
Well, it doesn't matter because we've got so much money. But you know.
Well, that's right.
I mean, you either buy black pants or we just give money to charity because we've got so much of it. And bugger those charities.
I know.
They don't deserve it. You deserve heaps of pants that don't fit.
Those online stores that.
Are they usually too small or too big? Because I'm bigger than you. Oh, I'll have them. What? You know, I live with you. We share our room and our cupboards are next to each other.
That's a good point.
Why don't you flick them my way?
Okay, I will.
Flick them.
Hey, guess what it's time for?
Oh, I don't know. Because I haven't got my head around season three yet.
Season three. This is new section.
What is it?
New section number one.
What is it? Would you rather drink wee or a bottle of fat? Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that? Yeah. So as that little sting suggests, we are just gonna tell each other, ask each other what you'd rather do. And you have to be honest and you can only choose one thing. So have you got any?
Yeah, do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Would you rather be kicked square in the face by a donkey or be kissed on the lips by Donald Trump?
Donkey.
Straight up. Do you like break your nose or your cheek or
break my face in half if you have to? There's no way.
Getting those fishy lips towards you.
There's not that many people I'd let kiss me on the lips. I'd probably take the donkey.
Over most people?
Over a lot of people, but like especially over him. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. What about you?
That's not my question.
No,
for
but
me,
you could answer it too.
I could get I'd see what it's like to be kissed by Donald Trump. I mean, I'm not going to like die from it. Unless he's got that COVID again.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I just think it'd be great to, like, imagine
if you let him kiss you on the lips, I'd then again get the donkey to kick you in the face.
all right, hit me.
All right. Animal theme then.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather have a dog's tongue or a cat's tongue? Like, if you woke up in the morning and your tongue had been replaced.
If I yeah, totally. If I was an allergic kind of person, hivey, because I am typically.
I was about to say if.
I'm kind of allergic to things and I get itchy, so I'd go with a cat's tongue because they sound really scratchy.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect. But I also secretly like when Ruby licks me.
There's
like
so much coverage.
Cheek.
With a dog's
tongue. It's really, really soft.
Yeah.
Like, so I'd have to go cat's tongue just because. That'd scratch my itch.
Yeah.
And you?
And like, you? It'd be nice to be able to brush your hair with your tongue.
Save on buying brushes.
Yeah.
Get yourself a cat's tongue.
I'd be tempted to go cat's tongue as well. Although.
I could just see, sorry, the ad for that going, are you tired of buying brushes? Now we have the solution for you. Get yourself a tack cat tongue. Damn it. Tack tongue. Get yourself a cat tongue.
No.
Cat tongue. Rewind that. We need a rewind button.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hit you with another one.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Did you answer?
I don't have to be definitive in mine because it wasn't mine.
No, you don't. But what? Okay. Right. Could be either. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, for the rest of your life, would you rather, for the rest of your life, amplify your farts or your chewing noises?
No.
Really loud as well, like.
Well, I have
been. Head turning loud.
I have been amplifying my chewing noises of late just to, like.
Yes, you have.
Annoy you and George a little bit. Because actually, lately, you've both been accusing me of having loud chewing noise. And I just thought. At first, I felt a bit embarrassed and a bit self conscious. And then I thought, no, embrace it. So I've been. Yeah. Have really, you? Like, getting right into it.
I haven't noticed.
But so I think I can do that one on my own. So I think I'll go with amplify my farts.
Great.
Because I don't do them very often.
No,
so.
And when you do, they are just these little, listen to this. This is what Rosie's farts smell like. Sounds.
This is what they smell like. They take a deep breath.
They don't really
and
smell. They do sound like this though. Ready? That noise again. And it's a shock too because it happens, I'd say, every 11 months maybe.
Except for I went through a phase where I was trying to eat all those microwaved meals.
Oh, the health microwave.
Yeah,
I
thought,
I've
got to eat a bit more healthy and I'll get these sports meals. And I was eating those and I just was farting like a maniac.
She's a maniac.
It was literally those kind of farts. Like, like a freight train of gas is coming out.
That's me every day.
I got one last one for you and then it is time.
What is it?
Okay, imagine you could no longer express your feelings with words, like just telling someone how you felt.
It's every day.
Would you rather always have to dance your feelings or sing them?
There is no doubt it would be sing.
Always. So you're mad with someone, like you're on the phone and your order hasn't been processed and you have to sing your feelings to them.
I'm feeling disrespected by you. Yes, I do. Could I speak to your manager? Could you put him through?
Oh, yes. Okay, fair call.
I do like interpretive dancing though.
I'm going with dancing out my feelings.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just because.
I can't display that on the podcast.
But just do it now and I'll describe what you're doing. Frustration hands, clenched fists, clenched up face, pushing away, breaking something, like looks like you're breaking something in half, punching. So you're extremely happy that you won the lottery?
I was doing a podcast. I was doing a post office dance.
For Post Office George. Hi, yeah. Post Office George. I'm sure you're listening.
I was just imagining that I was dancing to the post office guy. So I might try that next time about the post office just anyway.
Just dance it out.
Just imagine. I'm not saying any words, so they can't throw me out for being disrespectful or rude.
I'd love to have a camera on the wall in the post office though, because if they see you coming, old Cherie would say to George, "Going swap out. Here's that dancing lady. I'll swap your tomorrow's shift for free if you swap out with me now."
Which one is Cherie?
I don't know. I just pictured.
You know what we could do? We could have you in the corner of the post office pretending to be like doing a package, but secretly filming me.
I'll do it.
Dancing my feelings to
you
George.
You wouldn't do it.
I would.
You would not.
I would. Challenge?
Oh, my God. Physical challenge. Hey, Roswa.
Hey, Samantha.
Guess what I like?
Dogs.
Nah. Oh, I do like dogs.
Yeah.
But guess what I like? But guess what I love?
What do you love?
Hats.
I do know that about you. Yeah. Why are you telling me?
Because we got a new sponsor for the podcast.
Who is it?
Feather and Drum.
Oh, no way. Yeah. They're so cool.
I know. You dream it and Feather and Drum will bring it to life. If you're after a lid that helps you express who you are, whether it's on stage or in the crowd, a Feather and Drum custom-made hat is going to get you there.
That's what I want. Uh-huh. See, because in a world of fast fashion, this is really a chance to step back and experience the luxury of having something crafted by hand and made, like, just for you. The way things used to be, you know, like back when you were born and stuff. All Feather and Drum hat bodies are received rough, then blocked on vintage wood blocks, trimmed, hand-stitched, bashed, shaped, and dressed by the hand of drummer Cat Lay. I wouldn't mind being dressed by the hand of drummer Cat Lay.
Yeah. And that's not even the best bit. Guess what?
What?
If you mention Truettes, you get 5% off your hat.
5% off your hat.
Yeah. And all you have to do is go to featherandrum.com.
Featherandrum.com. That's my power noise.
Wolfie.
Hey, it's time for...
Is it soup or is it spaghetti? This is us having a guessing. It's a special guest recipe guest. Cha-cha-cha.
So Rosie can't get a handle of the buttons. The new sample pad, you can't turn it off like the old ones. They just keep going. Or they don't work at all. But... Old Wolfie needs to have a say throughout that sting, obviously.
Our special guest for our special guest recipe guest today is our mate Danny. And it's quite apt, I reckon, that we've got her on today doing the special guest recipe guest because, like, you and I make it almost like a bit of a mission to – steal as much of her Tupperware as possible.
It is the best thing ever. If it doesn't have the little sticker that says Gibbons on the top of it, we don't want it.
Danny's last name. All of our Tupperware says Gibbons.
Yeah.
She even commented the other day, in fact, actually her partner, Tina, commented that they might start buying disposable containers.
Just so we don't get to have it. Or that we get those.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take those.
That's what I said. I said, if it doesn't have Gibbons on it, we're not taking it. And that'll be difficult for them because they also really like to give us food.
Yeah. And maybe they'll stop giving us food, but I don't think that'll happen.
No. Let's see.
It's a Gibbon.
All right. Are you ready? We're going to give Danny a call.
Come on. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Hello?
Hi, Danny.
Guess
who?
It's us.
The tuck shop lady calling me.
You win the prize for guessing who it is.
If there was a prize for that.
Good day to you.
Good day to you too.
So, Dan, this is the moment you've been waiting for, probably most of your life. This is the game you get to play with us where you are going to read us out the ingredients and we are going to compete against each other to guess what the recipe is.
Yeah. We're just going to test our buzzers. So this is Sam here. I'm going to test my buzzer.
And this is Rosie.
You're so...
So, Danny, we can go to method if we need to, but hit us with the first recipe.
Oh, wait. I just love to hear... You've chosen three recipes, right? Or receipts, as I like to call it.
I've chosen three and a bonus because they're themed, just in case.
Okay, nice. Great.
I don't know.
Did you say
I'm
themed?
I'm an overachiever.
We're really, really not that great at this. So
people who've just tuned in, we're with overachiever Danny, with recipe guess. What have we called this thing?
Special guest recipe guest.
That's right. Okay. All right, Danny. Hit us with recipe number.
Do we get to know what the theme is?
Oh yeah.
Yes, the theme is around the world.
Oh.
Around the world.
All right, go. All right, well, that really narrows it down to everywhere.
Falafel. No, go.
All right. Okay, so the first one, you start with dried bonito flakes, green onions,
miso soup.
Ginger.
Miso soup.
Where's your buzzer?
I press it. Miso soup.
No.
And you have to wait for something. You can't just press your buzzer and then say something.
Okay. Sorry. What do you mean?
You're in the right country.
This is Sam, and Sam is making a guess, and the guess is that tofu, agadashi tofu.
No.
Okay, keep
going.
Shall
I continue with the, there's a lot more ingredients.
Okay, go. Okay.
This is probably a really going to change the ball, game changer.
Okay.
Cooked octopus.
Oh. Is it the dog barking in the background as well as okonomiyaki?
No, not okonomiyaki.
Just wanted to say yucky at the end.
I don't know if we've ever had cooked octopus.
Oh, well, you don't have to say the official name. You can just say what it comes in, but you might need a bit more.
Okay.
You've got neutral flavoured oil.
That's very important. That's key.
Is that for when your car goes into neutral?
Yeah.
That's the only kind of oil you use for it. Okay. All right.
Tempura scraps.
Scraps? Did you say?
Yeah. Scraps.
Yeah.
All-purpose flour.
Somebody's totally
It's some pancake. It's a pancake. Is it a Japanese pancake?
No.
This is Rosie. That's, is it some kind of tempura?
No.
No, because it's tempura flakes in there. You can't then go make tempura out of tempura.
Okay. I don't know.
I put pork flakes into my pork every time.
Is it a soup?
No.
Okay. No.
All right. Keep going. Is there more ingredients?
Wait, is this one of your... Is this an easy one? You started off easy?
This is the easy one. I tested these on my partner and...
Well, yeah, but we've already talked about how she makes lots of amazing food, so... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, go.
Okay. Baking powder.
Yeah.
Salt.
Yeah.
Eggs.
It's fried octopus.
Close. Soy sauce, yes.
Double fried octopus. No, neutrally fried octopus. Damn it. Okay.
Soy sauce and dashi.
Dashi. It's like agadashi tofu, but with agadashi octopus. Agadashi octopus?
No, sort of. Well, that's not what it's called, but I guess you could
call it
that.
Okay, I'm going to go with, is it octopus soup?
No.
All right. Let's call this one a...
It's got a hilarious name.
Go and tell us the name.
Octopus balls.
Octopus balls.
Your mum's got octopus
also
balls.
Also known as takoyaki.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I reckon I would rename it if Sam could have a recipe book and I'd call it Yucky Yucky.
We're 0-1 on around the world.
Yeah. Where are we going now?
Let's see if we can give us one more, Dan.
Spin that globe and take us around the world.
Let's see if we can rectify this.
All right. Okay. This one has in it, it's got olive oil, butter, onion.
Olive oil and butter. Mm. Okay. Sounds delicious.
Beef or... I can't believe it's not beef, either one, if you're making it
Fief.
Yourself.
Fief, yeah, yep. Fief.
Nutmeg, that's a big clue. Baileys, pepper, salt.
Did you say Baileys, like as in the alcohol, or?
No. Bay leaf, I think she said. It's a bit of a muffly line.
Is it a beef stew?
No.
No, but you've thrown, so there's lots of sweet things in. What was the second ingredient, please?
Nutmeg. Nutmeg.
Oh, no.
In it.
It's Rosie.
With the beef.
Trifle.
Only if you're on Friends.
Yeah.
I got caught up in my own thoughts, and I would like to hear number two or three again. Like, what was – there was something savoury in there that you've chucked in there, onion or something.
There's onion and beef.
Okay.
And then there's nutmeg and allspice.
Okay.
So
– keep going.
No. I'm going to have a guess as in stroganoff.
No.
Are you strong enough to be my man?
It's not, no. All right.
Okay. I know you two have eaten this. You might not have paid attention though.
But not beef.
Beef?
No. I can't believe it's not beef version.
Oh, yeah?
Tomato paste. Passata.
Keep going.
Pasta.
Pasta la vista.
Oh.
It's that. Oh, it's that.
I'm having
it's that
a,
thing.
I'm having a brain.
Yeah, but it's called
tickle.
It's not like
shit.
It's layers of stuff. It's all layered.
Yeah, there are layers. Yeah.
Lasagna.
Whoa.
Is it
different country?
Is it Greek?
Yes, it's Greek, and it's that banaka. Or Greek and Abaca or something.
I'll accept that like a Greek lasagna is kind of
Greek
close.
Lasagna, I think I said that.
Yeah.
That was me.
You did that.
You did that. All right.
Pasticho.
Oh, pasticho. Of course. I'm going to award myself 3 points for that because I didn't quite get the name.
And Rosie's got a hand on little teapot, or hand on a hip right now, so she's kind of a bit incensed and happy at the same time.
Ooh, time's up, Danny. Hey, thanks so much.
Oh, I want to know what was the next recipe that you were going to hit us with.
Do you want it? Can you fit it in if I talk faster?
Yeah, go fast. Go. Right. Go. Okay. This will be speed round.
Time. Okay. Speed round. Okay.
Okay. Flour, milk, eggs, olive oil, butter, leek, cream, boneless salmon.
Oh, no. I take it back. Can you reverse that? Keep going.
Asparagus, lemon rind, dill, cheese, watercress, cucumber,
something
onions.
I'd never want to eat.
Oh, weird salmon salad.
No. Is it a saucy type of dish?
Yeah, the sauce is cheesy and creamy.
Something Mornay, salmon Mornay.
Yes, but don't forget about the plains, the flour and the eggs and the milk and the butter work together to make part of the dish.
Pastry, salmon Mornay pie.
Salmon pie, cool. Salmon Mornay pie.
Close.
Go on,
roll.
I'll give you a clue. We are in France.
Oh,
a salmon Mornay pie
with a beret on top
next to the Eiffel Tower.
Eating it in the Eiffel Tower.
We're so shit at this. We might have to rethink this segment if we don't get better.
No, it's a good segment. Come on.
Okay. Salmon Mornay pen.
This can be savory or sweet.
Oh, a salmon Mornay croissant. Is it?
No.
Well, that's French.
Christ, how can it be sweet if it's got salmon in it?
What is it, Danny?
You didn't put salmon in it. It's salmon crepe.
Oh, salmon crepes.
Salmon and asparagus crepe.
Oh, look, I'm going to think more simpler next time. Next week, you watch out, people, because I am going to just think simple because my intelligent brain just goes too far ahead.
Yeah, we were going to pastry, I think.
I was thinking of like triple folded croissant pastry.
Danny, you've done well. You stumped us hardcore. Feel free to make any of those dishes in the veggio style. Pop them in one of those nice Tupperware and bring them around.
Yeah, bring us in that Tupperware. Thank you very much. And you're never allowed on again because you stumped us. So see you later. In fact, we're not your friend anymore, okay? But we still want your containers. We really want your containers.
I think that's what the French is based on, containers.
Yeah, I can't contain it myself with your friendship.
All right, Dan, thanks so much.
Bye, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Still your friend.
It's not time to take a whiz. It's time for the relationship quiz.
I've always heard that at the end, but it doesn't happen, so I'm just going to do it every time.
Do it every time. Hey, quiz?
What have you got for us this week, Rosanna Leia Burgess?
So this quiz is, let's see which celeb couple represents you and your significant other.
Represents us in what court? Great. I'm going to find it. So that whoever we find out, that imagine if we're going to court for, say, should we go traffic violation or we should go something a little bit more? Like, we're being taken for court for our dog barking too much.
Let's see who
these people are going to represent us.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
So,
first we've got to do the quiz to find out.
The quiz. The first quiz is, where would you want to go on a trip? The Maldives, Italy, New York, or Paris? There's some pretty pictures.
No brainer. I've been to New York. Mm-hmm. And I do want to go to those other two places, but the Maldives looks dreamy as.
The Maldives does look pretty nice. You want to go there?
I'd like to Maldive all over the place.
All right. Okay. What's your favourite flower? Roses, hydrangeas, orchids, or daylilies?
Orchids make me feel slight. Out of all those, I like a daylily, but they don't last very long and they drop those little chinchins all over the place.
Orange shit goes everywhere.
Hydrangeas can go and get... I don't like them. I never really liked a rose, so it's orchid.
Orchids are pretty amazing.
Yeah, looking at them and their little tongues, they look like they've got a lion's yawning tongue.
Or a cat's tongue.
They look like a cat.
Yeah, they look like a cat. Next
the theme
question.
Today is brought to you by cat's tongues.
By cat's tongue. This is not a question that I think is answerable, really.
Is this part to do with the quiz?
Yeah. What's your favourite colour? Black, blue, green or purple?
Green.
How do we answer this together as a couple? Because green's not my favourite colour.
Aren't we supposed to be doing this separately?
No.
Oh, together.
Because it's to find out what celeb couple we are.
Okay, so what...
I mean, we only wear black, you and I.
Well, we have to do black then.
Yeah, okay.
Lesbian bank robber black.
Lesbian bank robber black. Choose a dress.
No thanks.
A statement dress, which is a sort of bright yellow, I'm making a statement. There's a form-fitting dress, which is...
Well, if I was in that, I'd look like a condom full of walnuts, so no thanks.
It's sucking all over the body.
Glamour. Ooh, gold lame kind of dress. Well, I don't know if that's lame, but I feel like that's what people say.
What is lame?
Well, it's made of lames. I don't know. It's like sparkly and shimmery.
Is it? Can you get a gold alpaca?
Yeah, I think that, and or a linen dress. I'd go a linen dress.
Well, if we're going any of these dresses, it would have to be linen.
Yeah, linen dress, like summery.
The next question is just choose some food: pizza, chips, fruit or mac and cheese.
Well, for what purpose? We've been eating a lot of chips lately. Let's go with chips.
Ooh, we love our nighttime bowl of chips.
One little bowl of plain chips, please.
Next one, choose an animal.
Pardon?
One little bowl of plain chips, please.
Put it in my tummy and I'll be pleased.
Put it in my tummy, it's better than cheese. One little bowl of plain chips, please. Put it in my tummy, it's better than cheese.
Love it.
All right. Do you want to be
a cheetah?
A cheetah, a dog, a koala, or a bunny? Or just choosing an animal that we both vibrate with?
Dog.
Yeah.
We can't say anything else. The dog is curled up looking like a little cashew on the couch.
She does look cute.
Nah.
And
go for dog.
I've got to say, who in their right minds would choose a bunny for anything?
Except for boiling.
Would
That's
you,
a bit much, isn't it?
Would you eat?
I didn't mean that rabbit? To all those bunnies out there. Would I eat rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give it a go.
Yeah, not me.
I know your face looks so just tormented.
I don't like them, but.
Yep.
Oh.
Who are we?
Oh, my God.
Do a running. Can we go
are
a,
these
a
two
sound?
People still together?
Kim and Kanye West. That's who we are.
How do you say that?
No, not who we are. That's going to they're going to represent us in court. I reckon we're going to get out.
Who are they?
I think they're...
No, say the person's name. Kim and...
Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Didn't he run for president?
Yeah, well, no, he wanted to. I don't think that he was able to.
I thought we'd get Portia and Ellen. I was sure we were going to get Portia and Ellen.
Well, that's because we're lesbians.
Are there any other famous lesbian couples?
Melissa Etheridge and her partner.
Just says, by the way, that you have an uplifting spirit and you're inspirational. You're not afraid of taking risks and you just love life. That's what all those things, the dog, the chips.
Oh, yeah.
Black. what else? The orchids and going to the Maldives.
Oh, and the linen dress. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I got to say, I'd be happy with Kim and Kanye representing me in court because... I reckon they'd be able to get anything done.
Yeah.
Yep. Power couple. Reckon.
Yeah, they do seem. In terms of other famous lesbian couples, there are two women called Jillian Michaels and Heidi Rhodes.
Oh, never heard of them.
Okay. Ellen and Portia.
Yeah.
Wanda and Alex Sykes.
Oh, yeah. Wanda Sykes is really, really, really famous.
Yeah.
Oh, she took her name.
She did.
The other chick took her name.
I hope she gives it back. What about Lauren Morelli and Samira Wiley?
I've never heard. Oh, yeah. Lauren, she's from Orange is the New Black.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She was, what's her name? I really liked her character in Orange is the New Black.
I'm just, there's Ellen Page and Samantha Thomas. Didn't Ellen Page change?
Transgendery now or something?
Yeah. Yep. and.
Excuse me.
Transitioned. But I don't remember. What their name is now. It's gone from my brain. I'm just checking to see if we're on the list. So not there. I don't know why.
Need to update Wikipedia.
Hey, guess what?
Song of the week. We do a new song each song of the week. Always a new song.
I have a bit of a cough in the back of my throat. I'm hoping I'm going to make it through this last little bit. I'm just going to keep talking and still a cough doesn't come out.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
All right. So this song this week.
I'm so sorry.
Why should you apologize? People apologize for coughing, for sniffing, for crying, for like burping. These are all and things yet, we can't control.
When someone spits a tiny bit of spit on you and they don't realize, they don't apologize.
Well, everyone has to pretend like it hasn't happened. Mm. But isn't it funny that we have to apologize for everything that we do all the time, when, as if we can help that stuff?
So true.
Like, I'll admit to you that recently, actually, we were talking about the fact that I don't fart that much, but maybe I'm getting older. I don't know. Recently, I've been farting a bit more when I've been running.
Oh, yeah? Just pootling along? Here I'm running along.
So, but if I'm running past, so I'm not obviously farting the whole time, but like if you've got one coming, if I'm running past someone, I don't want to make it then when I'm going hold past. I want to hold on. But then another part of me
just wants to do it.
Wants to do it so that they'll have that experience of going, oh, this girl ran past me and she totally farted. She totally passed me.
Just passing joy on to people.
Passing joy. That's what it should be called, not passing wind.
No.
Passing joy.
That's so good. I heard today on a potty, this woman telling this hilarious story about at work. She had some really, when she was younger, you know, starting out in the workforce, she had some serious digestive issues, and she let one rip at work. And she said it was so bad, like the smell was so bad, that the work people called the maintenance people in to check out where it was coming from. And she was just there going, God, me, but she wasn't telling anyone.
Like,
this maintenance person's coming through, checking all the pipes and all that kind of stuff. And then when he left, she just ran after him and just said, oh, look, I'm just letting you
she
know.
Admitted to
she
it.
She goes, you don't need to come back. It was
death farts are the worst.
So bad.
It happens.
Never happened to me.
It happened to me once where I had to go for an interview and I just got off a flight from England.
Traveller.
The day before, and obviously the plane food hadn't sat so well with me. And I had to go, it was an interview in a music studio. So you know that they're very airless.
That's
they're very soundproof.
Nothing's getting out of there.
And I had death farts.
Whatever comes out of you is now in that room.
You know when you're trying to let a fart out? Like, so that it won't come out fast.
Is that surreptitious?
Yeah. Like you're trying to do a surreptitious fart. Can't do that in an airlock studio without being. Anyway, I had to suggest that we repair to another space.
Did you get it out before the? No.
Yeah. I said to him, we went in, and I was doing the suck the bum cheeks hard. For the first few minutes of our conversation, and I just said to him, look, I'm going to be straight up with you. This space is not the best for me right now. I can't concentrate when I'm having to suck so hard. All right, so this song that we're going to play now.
I think this podcast should be called Cat Tongues and Flatulence.
Yep. All right. Done. Okay. This song was actually, we wrote this in the van.
Yes.
It's a fairly accurate, basically an accurate description of an afternoon we experienced, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hot chips in the back of the van. 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 Chips in the back of the van. Is that salt or is that sand? I got tomato sauce all over my hands. Hot chips in the back of the van. 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 Hot chips in in the back of the van. Hot chips in the back of the van.
Sing it with us.
Hot chips in the back of the van. We love chips, hot chips in the back of the van. Hot chips in the back of the van. Hot chips in the back of the van. My girl says to me what she'd like to do next. Stay in the van and have ice cream in the back of the van. Ice cream in the back of the van. Ice cream in the back of the van. Ice cream in the back of the van.
No one's going to applaud that except us. Yeah.
You just sometimes in life, people, you just have to applaud yourself.
Do it. If you've written the world's stupidest song,
yeah,
applaud yourself.
Do you know what? It'd probably be time consuming, but if you feel like writing into us, sending in some kind of sound card, we can send you that applause button, that sound that you can just have on your phone and just whenever you get up in the morning, play it for yourself.
Boom.
Hooray! You do a poo that's like one of those ghosties, play it for yourself.
Hooray! You can probably just download it on your phone.
Yeah, but
I don't think people need to send us a
If you want
sound
this
card.
One in particular, it's a good one. It also, if you just remember to feed your dog, great.
Also, said something funny? Not getting the reaction you want from others? Bring it. Bring it yourself.
Yeah. The cacometer could be yours for $4.95. Contact Tuck Shop Ladies.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Yeah.
If you did by default, like if you've chosen another podcast and this happened to be the one that you listened to, we're sorry.
Accidental listening. Come back. You never know what's going to happen next time.
Yeah. Accidentally, you might have even a better time.
Yeah. Until then. Truett Season 3 was sponsored by the following patrons from our Patreon page. If you'd like to join in the fun and have your name read out here, jump on board. Huge thanks to
Melina Viking,
Jess,
Dermot Coffey,
Hannah Morell,
Louise White,
Yaminga and Bill,
Michael Bentley,
Nancy Shafran,
Danny Gibbons,
Bronwyn Robotham,
Storm Eros,
Daniel Townsend,
Christopher Coleman,
Kelly Brewer,
Leanne Slinger,
Andrea Cohen,
Tiff Lowe's Tiff.
Marcus Ray,
Kate Bernard,
Barbara and Ellen,
Johnny G,
Catherine Guy,
Margaret Dyson,
Amanda Owen,
The Worth Family,
Robert Giles,
Louise and Dave,
Janine Patterson,
Stephanie Lassalle,
Sherry Butler,
Marie,
Jennifer Day,
Linda Montgomery,
Wazza Jenkins,
Carol,
Jeff and Tamara,
Lisa Palmer,
Natalie Russell,
Liz Dennison,
Lisa Ryan,
Juanita and Richard Taylor,
Simone Sheridan,
Lizzie McCartney,
Emma Kane,
Chris Eilers,
Richard Parton,
and Caroline Jorge. If you like what you hear, please subscribe wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Go ahead and like and share and swish on all the social media platforms. You could even leave us a review if it floats your boat. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Tuck Shop Ladies.
Tuck Shop Ladies are Sam Lowe's and Rosie Burgess. You can track us down for more tasty treats at tuckshopladies.com or stalk us on YouTube.
Thank you. Have a happy day.